Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
Hello and welcome to 2 by Tuesday, where every second Tuesday we solve the world's problems using the power of a 2 by 2 matrix. Today the question is this: how do you get your wild, crazy, awesome idea approved by management? Now, rule number one is, if you work in a pretty conservative place, don't call it a crazy idea. So before we even kick off on this, it does require a certain amount of courage to bring up these ideas. So I encourage you, give yourself a pat on the back for thinking about this and jumping in to this video and podcast to find out more about how you can hopefully stack the odds in your favor of getting your idea across the line. We're going to be looking at two elements today. The first is interest. And what I mean by that is, on the y-axis, is it in their self-interest, so your manager's or management's self-interest, those that need to approve it or buy into the idea, or is the idea that you're promoting and wanting to get over the line in your self-interest? Okay, so those are the two different elements when it comes to whose interest. And the second element that we're pitching is the social proof of the idea. On the x-axis, we're gonna map the two extremes of this. So you've got high social proof and you've got low social proof. So social proof is like evidence of this idea working. That's why we find a lot of the time, like, organizations will completely revamp their office space based on what Google is doing. And it can be kind of dangerous because, like, what does your business have in common with these big businesses? But at the same time, if you're looking at evidence on how this is working in other businesses and other industries that you're pulling that in, that will actually be really helpful. Social proof is also your reputation. So you're standing within the business. Have you built up that trust and the relationships over time as well? So those are the two elements. On the y-axis, we have interest, their self-interest, your self-interest. And on the x-axis, we have social proof, high or low. Let's jump in and first of all, map out the two different extremes and then discuss maybe some ideas on what you can do to move to, which in this case is the top right quadrant. We'll go with the bottom left, which is where you've got low social proof. So maybe you haven't really built up the trust or you haven't got evidence of the idea that you're pitching working in any other business or organization in any way. And you're pitching it based on your self-interest. Like, I think this is a good idea because it might benefit me for these reasons, right? So I would say good luck with that. Look, there's always a chance with everything in life, but I really think bottom left is, I can't see that happening. And I think a lot of the time when we try and pitch ideas, it comes from a really good place. But what we haven't realized is what is the benefit for the person I'm pitching to and for the business overall as well. It can be obvious when we see the benefits, but it's actually communicating that to the people that have to approve it or buy into the idea. Top right in this framework is the place where you want to be. I've actually called this quadrant the no-brainer. It's like, oh, well, this makes complete sense, of course, within the budget and parameters and resources and things like that. But Alan Weiss always says that budget and money are two separate things. And I think if you make a compelling enough case to the right people, they might be able to reallocate some resources your way. So these are the two elements that you need to do to really ramp that up, is to build the social proof. So first of all, your standing, reputation in the business. And I think brand has a lot to do with this as well. How do other people perceive your ideas? Are you always coming up with crazy ideas, or is the work that you're doing actually, have you got results in the past that can back this up? And the other element of social proof is, whatever you're pitching, it doesn't have to be a direct replication of what another business is doing, but how are you noticing some elements of what you're pitching related to other industries? For example, I remember when my friend Geordie was pitching a reverse mentoring program for our business, which seemed a bit crazy at the time, having graduates mentor the executives of the business. But Geordie alluded to quite a few different companies within the industry and also outside the industry in terms of what they were doing. And as she was doing that, I remember looking around the boardroom and seeing a few executives nod their heads. Geordie also had very high trust and social proof within the business. So she completely, like, ticked all the boxes when it came to building the social proof for her initiative. And it was awesome to see, and it was a bit of a no-brainer from that point on. In the top left, I've written there that it's possible. So this is where you're pitching it in the organization's self-interest, in your manager or the management's self-interest as well, but you haven't got the social proof to back it up. It's also like, if you think about betting on a horse, is like, you haven't seen the form of this horse. They're a bit of a wild card. So it depends on the amount of risk within the business and their ability to tolerate that. But if you've made a compelling case, we can demonstrate through a variety of data, through storytelling, through conversations that you've had, that there is a compelling case for this, and it will impact, for example, things that management care about: the bottom line, profit? Will it increase attrition within the business? Will it make your clients rave about you and then therefore increase sales? So really tapping into thinking about, what do management care about? What is your strategy all about? What are your values aligned to? And I always pitch to that. So I'd actually look for the company's strategy, look at the mission for the business, and try to connect, what does my crazy, fun, awesome idea, how does it connect in with the overall business strategy and where we're moving? And I think if you can do that in a compelling way, yeah, it's possible that you'll get over the line as well. But where you can, see if you can find examples, talk to people in the industry, even find out on LinkedIn, read articles and see who else is actually doing this, what have been their results of doing it. And then in the bottom right, I think I'm going to write the just the phrase, I'm not too sure. So this is where you've got social proof and you're like, hey, Google, Apple are doing this. Like, this is fantastic. But you haven't really pitched it in their self-interest. It's coming from a place of, or maybe they're perceiving it as a case of, oh, you know, Leanne wants to do this because it'll improve her standing or whatever it is. So wherever you can, this is not about you at all. It's your idea, but the idea gets put on a table and you want to push it to their side and go, if this was done, what are the awesome things that could happen as a result? I like thinking about it in two different ways. One is the rational objective. So I talked about that before, things like, okay, it's going to improve sales. We're going to increase attrition and attract really great people to the business. Our profits will increase, right? So it'll impact the bottom line, we'll decrease costs. That's more of the rational side, but the experiential side can be important too. For example, if you're trying to sell it to the management team, it's like, well, there'll be less stress or less refereeing that you'll have to do. There's ways you can weave in, like, how will it make people feel as a result, as well as the rational outcomes too. So that's it for this matrix. I'd love to hear your thoughts. What else should I consider when it comes to selling your wild, crazy, awesome idea and getting approval by management? Let me know in the comments below or send me an email, hello@leannehughes.com. Chat to you next time. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like, I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.